The epistle for today's Mass is taken from the epistle of Blessed Paul the Apostle to the Thessalonians. Brethren, we will not have you ignorant concerning them that are asleep, that you be not sorrowful, even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them who have slept through Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you in the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who remain unto the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent them who have slept. For the Lord himself shall come down from heaven with commandment, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead who are in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, shall be taken up together with them in the clouds to meet Christ unto the air. And so shall we be always with the Lord. Wherefore comfort ye one another with these words. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John chapter 11, verses 21 through 27. At that time Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But now also I know that whatever thou wilt ask of God, God will give thee. Jesus said to her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, although he be dead, shall live. And everyone that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said to him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, who art come into this world. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, although he be dead, shall live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. First, I would like to give my sincerest condolences to Mickey and to all of Bud's family and friends. It is hard to understand unless you go through it yourself, and even then, it is hard to understand when there is a vacancy. But I do know that the charitable thing to do is to support and to care and to be present. So I thank you all for coming to the funeral today. Many different things at a funeral come up that you could talk about. Perhaps the endeavors of one or the accolades and the success of one's life. And that all has its place. However, there is a sublime sermon that is given to us today if we just open our eyes and listen. And that sermon is this. It's not how you live as much as it is how you die. And that inevitable truth, it doesn't matter how many people agree with you or don't agree with you, that inevitable truth that one day we will be called from time into eternity. And if you live well, you will die well. But death is just a door. Many people aren't familiar with the traditional Mass and Requiem service. Some are even shocked when the priest comes out in black or the coffin is draped in black. But that's all part of the sermon. And that sermon is this. When someone goes from time to eternity, we don't know where they are, except that we know that they are in God's hands. The same hands that one day you and I will be in when we are called from time to eternity. And so let us be wise and check ourselves and say, How can I be better? How can I live better? What can I do to be better? It reminds me of a country song that I heard many years ago. I don't like country music, but this song stuck with me and I think about it often. And the words are, I've heard tales of millionaires and billionaires and such who've gathered all their fortunes and still didn't have enough. If money could buy peace of mind, I guess they had it all. But all the money in the world won't hold you when you fall. I have a roof over my head. The children have all been fed. The woman I love lies close beside me in her bed. Lord, give me the eyes to see exactly what it's worth. And then I'll be the richest man on earth. Mickey and Bud, over 5 decades of marriage, what a sermon. So as we are here to console those that are left behind, let us not forget to pray for Bud and for all the faithful departed. Eternal rest granted to him, O Lord. May his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.